the ban on Twitter is not just unconstitutional, it is an infringement of the rights of every Nigerian who actually uses Twitter. There is no legal justification for the banning of Twitter. There is no legal framework. There is no legal finality. And right before this time, and with our press release as a foundation which I represent, One Love Foundation, we have actually approached the ECOWAS court alongside some other civil society like Serap and others. And judgment on Twitter ban by the Nigerian federal government has been adjourned to the 20th of January 2022 of this month. And we're actually waiting for the judgment so that the whole world can actually see the position of the court as regards the Twitter ban. We are hopeful and very, very have faith in that judgment. Whether they have lifted it is of no consequence. It's not, it doesn't make our suit academic. The ban itself was illegal, and we hope the ECOWAS court will do justice to it. Taking into cognizance that it's not something to celebrate in the guise that Twitter, usage of Twitter, borders on the expression of fundamental human rights of the Nigerian people. So a shutdown of it has actually breached every Nigerian's right for the past 5 to 6 months.
Governments in Africa routinely do not implement rulings by the ECOWAS court. So what significance does this make? Because the Twitter ban has been lifted anyway, some people argue. What do you say to that?
Yes, the federal government will comply with this present ECOWAS court judgment that borders on Twitter ban. Nigeria is one of the related parties by the AGF who are actually the contracting parties to the ECOWAS treaty. And Nigeria is also a signatory to the ECOWAS treaty. And the AGF is mandated by the ECOWAS protocol to sign, to implement every judgment of the ECOWAS court. But most importantly, under the Nigerian law, there's what we call the SOGA, Foreign Enforcement Judgment Repository Act. My intention before this time, as a group, acting on behalf of my group, was to register the judgment of the court, of the ECOWAS court, as a judgment of our local court here, and take other steps to enforce this judgment. But thank God, a little reason came to the Nigerian government. They've been able to save themselves from that stress. But still, I will get the judgment and still register it as a judgment of our local court. And subsequently, if there are monetary damages that have been awarded to Nigerians and the foundation in which I represent, I will make sure that the judgment is enforced to the latter, including even garnishing Nigerian federal government's account that is in the credit of the CBN. I'm not going to stop at that, to serve as a consequence that next time they cannot arbitrarily just go ahead and begin to breach the rights of Nigerians in this community.
But you know, the government has raised issues of sovereignty and that it has the mandate to protect life and property, and that Twitter was being used at the time to create confusion, create instability, and the government had to act.
That is merely an afterthought and is not justified in circumstances. They banned Twitter and they raised those issues. Those issues were never raised. These issues, I want to ask the federal government of Nigeria. We have an Adamu Gaba who operates a local app called Kuri. How many times have Adamu Gaba paid tax that relates to his usage of that social media handle called Kuri? How many times? Subsequently, again, other social media sites that are friendly, very friendly to this administration, like Kohl. Where is Kohl's office in Nigeria? Kohl, which tax has Kohl paid in Nigeria? Can they show Nigerians their tax returns? More importantly, Twitter operates in the airspace. If the issue before the ban was that Twitter was not paying tax and they need to operate as a business concern, we don't have a problem with that. It's the right of every responsible organization and company and every individual to pay tax to the constituent government. But not in these instances. The reason for them banning was that some certain reasons that cannot be justified in the circumstances. Me and others, we know the peculiar circumstances that led to this Twitter ban. We know the peculiar circumstances that led to this Twitter ban. So the issue of whether Twitter cannot be a form of actually undermining Nigeria's sovereignty. So if that was the reason, then I don't see why Twitter ban would have ever been suspended for something that they, for a social media microblogging site they have accused that undermines Nigerian security. Then why are they recalling Twitter back to the Nigeria airspace?